Tom Gazzola. Well, Tom, Vancouver is out. And it's interesting that all the words coming out of Vancouver is that they didn't want to sacrifice their health testing, because essentially they felt like if a player tested positive, they wanted to shut everything down.
Guys, like, what a interesting turn of events. And I know late last week it was looking like Vancouver was all of a sudden running up to the front of this race to be the host city or one of the host cities. And yeah, all of a sudden a hitch in the way they want to go with the process. And all of a sudden, the other thing too, on top of this, fellas, is Vegas has put in a mandatory mask order and the whole state of Nevada. So, you know, I know Edmonton, we teased the Jason Kenney video from earlier this week, but all of a sudden everything, which logistically, like we've been saying all along, works here. The NHL has to be looking at Edmonton and going, all right, guys, what do you got for us? Because looks like we might be ready to come to your city.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting. And I wonder how much this is playing into just what we're seeing in Vegas and you know, in a lot of American places, just that the uptick in virus numbers. I wonder how much that is kind of scaring the NHL, because right now it doesn't seem to be really slowing down in a lot of those places. And they're trying to predict the future, and I'm sure they have models that can do that. But, you know, here in Edmonton, it's gone up somewhat, but we're not talking about the same, or not seeing the same numbers you might see in a place like Nevada.
Yeah, and Strutty, like, the whole Southwest it's a mess. Like, it's a mess. And I know Vegas opened its doors and said, we want everyone back, and that'd be fantastic. And this is where the NHL, I think you can honestly say that they got it right, as opposed to the NBA, MLS, even Major League Baseball to a certain extent. I mean, baseball is just off on its own world. I mean, it's been such a mess with everything that's gone on over the last month or so. And this is one where you can actually look at Gary Bettman, Bill Daly, Donald Fehr with the PA, and you go, you know what, you guys handled this pretty good. And quite frankly, you could say that they handled it good from the outset, because they left their options open. And they didn't eliminate cities until they knew for sure. They vetted everything that they had to eliminate cities. And they gave themselves options. And look at this. Here we are after phasing in reopening. You know, we've seen an uptick. BC's been good, but we talked about the issues there. Toronto had to redo its bid. Edmonton even redid its bid. And all of a sudden, the Southwest U.S. is turning into a potential nightmare. So this is one of the times that I'm going to give my kudos to the NHL and the PA for not rushing to a conclusion. And this might work out for Canada and maybe even for the city of Edmonton, getting the limelight of hosting National Hockey League games in the return to play.
Tom Gazzola joins us. Tom, I know you like to follow a lot of the legal stuff at times, but Indiana Athletics reported 38 NCAA violations in a 2-year period. And, you know, like, one of them came from one of their wrestlers creating a YouTube channel to stream his exploits in a video game, Fortnite.
Yeah, and this, I mean, rightly so, a lot has been made about the NCAA and how strict and stringent the rules are, almost to a ridiculous degree. And this wrestler who made $14 on his YouTube channel playing Fortnite had to, because he got busted. $14, guys. He had to repay the same amount that he made off his YouTube channel playing Fortnite to a charity. That was his lesson, because he's a student athlete. Like, it's so ridiculous sometimes with the NCAA, and this is a shining example of it. You know, you laugh at it, but at the same time, it's just really sad. Honestly, it's really sad. And I hope, you know, we get to the point where they fix this and it's not as ridiculous as it is right now.
Yeah, it is tough. You know, when you look at that situation, the problem in that is that the rules are a rule, right? And so, you know, if it's just $14 or $1,400 or $14,000, I think that there's got to be some adjustments made there and kind of brought into the year 2020.
Yeah. Hey, but Strutty, you know the NCAA, like, they all they care about, sadly, is that they're the ones collecting those big fat paychecks from all the paying customers. And I'm with you. Like, yeah, wake up. This is 2020. You hear these awful stories about their football players, their basketball players, heck, their gymnasts that are barely, like, able to fill their stomachs every week. And they can't take a handout. They can't take a family member or a friend or something like that. Like, pardon me, not family member. Family members can help out. But you just shake your head and you go, why can't the NCAA use common sense? And they scrounge every penny out of they can from these athletes, and they barely give back to them. Yes, they provide them world-class facilities at most colleges. Yes, they provide them with scholarships and an education. But what good is a student if you're giving them an education and you're getting them to play it sport at an elite level, but they're doing it on an empty stomach? Like, it's unbelievable, some of the stories that are coming out of the NCAA.
Tom Gazzola joins us in the Gazzola Chronicles. Now, Tom, I'm curious, today in Nevada, they came down, of course, starting Friday, all Nevadans and visitors are required to wear a mask in public spaces. That includes hotel casinos. Oh. So I wonder, does this mean, and I don't know, maybe the NHL prefers this. Like, I don't know, like, if this is going to work two ways. Maybe the players are like, well, I don't want to wear a mask. Or the league says, hey, this is great. We're going to play here. And now the players have to wear a mask where all the statistics and say that, you know, the chances of spreading it are much less. So do you think the mask thing helps and secures Vegas, or it doesn't really play a part at all as Vegas is still the front runner?
Gregor, honestly, I think that's a red flag. I see it as a red flag that it's precautionary and it's probably the right move, the safe move. And the scary thing is Vegas being open for the last 3 weeks, people are coming in, they're visiting. And now all of a sudden, we talked about the variables yesterday and the other day as well. You've got all these different people coming in from all over the place. To me, if they're telling everyone to wear masks, and it's mandatory, and it's, you know, in the casinos, and if you're in public, I'm looking at that and I'm saying that's a red flag. And, you know, if we want to bring it back to the National Hockey League and how it wants to go about its situation with return to play, I might be second guessing this idea that Vegas is locked in as a hub city. It's a fantastic option for a hub city. It has everything a player could want. It has everything that the NHL could want. I get that. But how much are you willing to risk the health and safety of your staff and your players, which are your assets, to be in Vegas, where you literally have options north of the border where this is not as much of an issue?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I believe wearing a mask is actually a smart decision, not a bad decision. So I
agree.
Right. So I'll be curious. I think Vegas is going to get it. I'm curious, though, if, you know, Edmonton or Toronto, I still believe, like, maybe the time zone doesn't matter to them, but I'll find it fascinating if Edmonton and Vegas are the two host cities, which one gets to host the West and essentially have, quote, home ice advantage. How do they do that?
Right. Well, I mean, you look at Edmonton's bid, or, you know, Pierre LeBrun was talking about how they resubmitted their bid or tweaked it a little bit, and they opened up the Oilers' workout facility, which is absolutely fabulous. It's a palace in their locker room. You guys have seen it. And they've basically said that all 12 teams, should they be in Edmonton, have access to it. So, I mean, I don't know how they're going to determine that, but it really doesn't matter as long as they're playing hockey. And I think that's what we're getting at. I don't know what the rationale would be. Do the Oilers probably want to play here? Yeah, I would assume as much, but, it almost feels like to this point, it's just like, as long as we can play hockey, who cares? That's at least that's how I'm looking at it.
Tommy, have yourself a good one. We'll chat with you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.